we'd started way back in the 70s, we'd started the Phone a Friend, which then morphed into the Gay Counselling Service.
You were involved in setting that up, weren't you?
Yeah. There was myself, one of the guys I was living with at the time, Chris.
Christel.
Yeah. There was Peter Bontal, Peter DeWaal, Peter Tribilco, and three or four other people. And I think we started it off in Peter's lounge room.
Mm.
And then it moved to Chris's bedroom in Beattie Street, 200 metres up the road, because Chris and I were living next door to each other in Beattie Street. And then it sort of, it moved. It moved between the two houses almost indiscriminately. It just depended who happened to have. And I remember we had a very long telephone cord, which we would, because the houses had a common courtyard at the back.
Yeah.
And we had quite a lot of stuff going on with Phone a Friend, which, you know, was Chris, the Swedish guy, Chris Stahl, had come from Sweden, and they had a similar service there, which was called Friends on Duty.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever the Swedish word for that was. And the setup was really that, we didn't actually set it up as a counselling service. We really set it up as somewhere that people could ring and talk to other gay people.
Mm.
The fact that it evolved ultimately into the counselling service, I was really, really pleased about. But when we set it up, we really were just saying, you know, there were, I'd say, 10 of us, 12 of us, however many it was, who are actually reasonably comfortable with the way we are. And when I was talking to Con when we were doing the Hidden History of Homosexuality video, it was actually quite hard to explain that it was set up really as the word friend was really the thing that we actually wanted it to be. We wanted people to feel like they could actually phone us as a friend. And regardless of, it didn't have to be, it wasn't a problem line, it wasn't an advice line, it wasn't a pickup line. It was whatever we want, you know, whatever we thought people might want to talk about. And that was everything, as we discovered. That was everything from, you know, what am I going to wear when I go to my brother's wedding because they all think I'm a boy, to really quite hairy stuff about drugs and whatnot. We didn't have any formal training, or at least most of us didn't. We had, I guess, a listening ear and common sense. That was really what started it off. And gradually, that then evolved into people doing formal stuff, like, you know, going and doing a counselling course, some people certainly that we had worked with other phone organisations, like, was it Samaritans or
Lifeline?
Yeah. I mean, most of them worked undercover for Lifeline and Samaritans. Lifeline certainly wasn't interested in that, in having poofed us on board, even though it claimed that it didn't discriminate.
Mm.
But yeah, the phone service really became, for at least for me, for probably 4 years or so, 5 years nearly, fairly central to my contribution to camp.